Talking to Ruby from Love Production. Am I allowed to say where you're from, Ruby, or not?
Yeah, you can say Love Productions, absolutely.
Right, so are you the production team behind the Bake Off, I take it?
Yeah, we're part of the casting team, so it's really exciting. Lots going on, and yeah. Sorry, I didn't realise we'd started.
Oh, that's all right. No, that's no problem. I'll leave that in, by the way, because that's quite funny. but what series are we on now? Are we on series...
So we're on series 15 of Bake Off, so we're casting for that, even though series 14 is currently on the telly. So yeah, it carries on, and we're looking for our next batch of bakers.
So this is for to be on screen next year.
Yeah, that's right. So it'll be to be on screen next year. And we are hoping that people will apply soon because our deadline's on the 2nd of January. So, yeah, and then filming will commence sometime later on in the year.
Wow. This is really exciting because when you hear people say, oh, I'm going to go on this particular show, you think it's done there and then, but it's not, is it? So you work in advance a little bit, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, there's so much planning that goes into it and so many stages of casting someone. So it's great to get the word out now and get people applying, especially over Christmas, because we return on the 2nd of January, and that's when applications are done, and that there's no other time to apply after that. So you can imagine it'll be so busy after Christmas, and we just want people to get their baking photos in, get their applications in, and keep baking as well and practicing.
You see, when you watch the TV series, and I watch it every single week, you think all these people know what they're doing with an oven and a load of dough, right? But that's not the case, is it? You know, you don't have to be a professional, you don't have to be semi-professional, you just have to love baking.
Absolutely. The top of our list of fine people is a love and passion for baking. You know, wholesome people, interesting people. Of course, you know, a little bit of selling to family and friends of cakes is absolutely fine, as long as it's not your main source of income. And we're looking for amateur bakers, people who bake for fun. You know, if you are a professional baker, by the way, we do have a show, Bake Off for Professionals, that you can apply for. So we keep those things separate. And this is about, you know, love and fun for baking.
This is really exciting, this. And the last time that somebody from the Cheshire or Chester area, so our neck of the woods, was on, who wasn't it somebody called Steph?
Yeah, we had Steph. And also this year coming, I mean, the one that's on the telly right now, the series, you've got Dan from Cheshire, which is exciting. So it's great to, you know, talk to people where, you know, they've got someone on the show from their hometown or their county. It's really exciting. You know, Dan obviously is one of my favourites, to be honest. He's did so well.
So, I mean, can we do any behind the scenes chat on this interview at all? Because how does the process work then? So, I say you've mentioned you apply first of all, then you get maybe a call up or some sort, and then what happens next?
Sure, yeah. So you have a lovely phone call with our team, and hopefully, you know, as much as your pleasure as it is ours to chat to you and hear all about your baking. After that, there are various stages that happen, and that's like, you know, some checks, maybe a few medical things, and it's such a process to make sure that people are fit and well to take part in the show and they've got everything they need. So yeah, there's numerous number of processes that we go through, but yeah, once that's done, it you know, it's tent time. So
I mean, when you watch it on the telly, you can tell it's been recorded summertime, and if we have a heat wave in that bake-off tent, things don't always stay upright, do they?
No, exactly. I mean, if you saw the baked Alaska scene, I mean, that for me stands out the most, you know, whether it was in terms of a mistake someone made or even just the weather. I mean, things go wrong, and also I think filming when it's hot, of course it's not ideal, but also it does provide a drama and you see people kind of lose themselves, and you know, as long as everyone's, you know, fit and well and okay, it can be quite entertaining actually watching chocolate melt and Alaska's melt.
Brilliant. We always wait for the poor Hollywood handshake. That's once somebody gets that, then everyone's like, yeah, they've done well.
I know, it's such an iconic part of the series as well, and you always root for those people, your certain favourites on the show, to get the handshake, and when you do, it is like watching your favourite, you know, band win the X Factor. Back in the day, that was like everything for me, so I see the joy in, you know, these bakers' eyes when they get Paul Hollywood's handshake, that seal of approval, and, you know, he is kind of a hard nut to crack, so it's always fun to see that on the telly.
I mean, you being with the production company behind the British Bake Off, don't tell him this from me, but he does actually terrify me on screen. There's something about those eyes where he's like a head teacher that's about to have a go at you.
Oh, I know. And you're probably not the first person to feel like that either. I mean, it makes it all entertaining, doesn't it? Kind of like, oh, Prue is lovely. What's Paul going to say? And it's a little bit like the Simon Cowell effect. You know, there's always got to be one tough judge. And I think he does it brilliantly. And I can't wait for, you know, what's in store for the next series.
Fantastic. Right, so where can people apply then? How do people get involved?
So if you want to apply for the Great British Bake Off Series 15, go to the website, which is www.applyforbakeoff.co.uk. It's a piece of cake, really.
Oh, I love that. That's...
Yeah. You'll be directed to the application form after that.
Did you write that down, by the way? It's a piece of cake. Did you?
I might have had that in mind today.
That is ace.
Another pun. You know, we need people to rise to the challenge.
There we go. Here we go. Can we get any more? Can we shoehorn any more in?
Well, I was going to say, if any more come to me, of course, I'll say. But sometimes, you know, they just come to me at the moment and I have to get them out there.
Ruby, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and hopefully again we'll have somebody from our neck of the woods in Cheshire or the Chester area to take part in British Bake Off next year on screen. And we're going to put all the links to how you can get involved with the British Bake Off for next year in my blog on our website just below here. Ruby, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to speak to you, and happy baking, everyone.